News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Let's turn back to those divisions in the coalition on the issue of college fees. We are joined by Fine Gael TD John Clendenin. John, what's your stance on what the Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless, said on Sunday, and indeed has been saying for some months, that there's no cost of living package this year, so there won't be an automatic €1,000 cut in the student contribution fee?
Yeah, good morning, Shane, to you and all your listeners. And look, I respect the position of Minister Lawless at the current time, but I think from a Fine Gael perspective, we're very much in favour of supporting students and supporting families who are putting their family members through education, and we would like to see that support continue. It is a commitment in the programme for government to specifically reduce budget and college fees. And over the last number of budgets, we have seen that commitment. Both with Simon Harris when he was minister and Patrick O'Donovan, and it is currently reduced to €1,000. So, look, it is part of the budget cycle, and I fully respect that, and I understand.
Why are Fine Gael TDs getting so excited then about this if it is part of the budget negotiations?
Look, I think we're not getting excited. We're highlighting the magnitude of this issue, how important it is for families right across the country in terms of providing education. We've made great strides in recent times in relation to education for all, and this is one of the barriers that we need to reduce, and that's why we're highlighting it.
I think there's. Am I right in saying that the minister said on Sunday, if you're earning a household income of €110,000 a year, then you won't pay the full €3,000.
Look, I think what we need to do now is ensure that we remain committed to it in advance of budget talks and during budget talks, and highlight what this cost is in terms of the exchequer and what we get in return. You know, a €1,000 reduction in college fees amounts to roughly €99 million in terms of the exchequer. But what it does in terms of return and long-term value,
What does it do in terms of return? I mean, we have a third level sector that is crying out for investment. What return do you actually get for reducing the fees from 3,000 to 2? I know it's a vote winner, and I can understand why people want it. I'll be delighted myself. I have a kid at college. I'm not going to not take it. But what return does the state get from that?
It ensures that more people are educated. It ensures
More
people have
the same number of people will go to college where the fees are 3,000 or 2,000, John.
What facts have you got to prove that, Shane?
Well, what facts have you got to prove otherwise?
I think any opportunity that a government has to reduce the barriers of people getting access to education is welcome. And I think in particular, when you see what the challenges that we face right now in relation to international trade and foreign direct investment and all the good reasons why people want to and companies want to set up in this country.
Is that not an argument for investing more in third level rather than cutting the fees?
We're going to invest in third level as well, but you know it's a multi-pronged approach, and you know I fully acknowledge the challenges and the costs of living today, and I think this is one particular area where we can actually provide for the squeezed middle, as they're often called or referred to. You know, I know many families that are making very difficult decisions when it comes to the costs and the budgets around college, and how they ensure that their family members get the opportunity to fully avail of that. And this is just one measure that we can potentially ensure remains in place and gives them an element of certainty. You know, if you've got multiple family members in college, you've got such a cost accumulating, it does become challenging.
Yeah, I think the minister did say on Sunday that he would look at this. I mean, the minister has been saying for some time, there's nothing new in this. He said it in our show 2 months ago that there wouldn't be a repeat of the €1,000. So you've known this for some time. What looked like the compromise would be is that there would be a longer term reduction in the fee, maybe to 2,500 from 3,000. Would that be acceptable to you?
Look, we've been at €1,000. I think that's what we need to.
But that was a temporary. That was part of a temporary cost of living package. Like, is temporary now permanent in your view?
No, Shane, what we need to do is have that discussion and ensure that these sort of measures do become a regular occurrence. And we want to reduce them to as low as possible we can as budget allows. And I think those discussions have got to be had. But from a Fine Gael perspective, the lower we can reduce a barrier like college fees to ensuring that people attain third level education and reduce it as one of those obstacles that are in the way, the better. And that is our position. You know, we're pro-education.
I think we've the highest level of third level participation in the world, I think. So what Absolutely. Evidence is there that the presence of that fees at 2,500 or 3,000 euros are acting as an obstacle to people going to college? The evidence but would suggest it's patently not.
That hasn't happened by accident, Shane. And I think even if you want to look back at what we've done in relation to primary school in recent times with, you know, school fees and transport and school uniforms and school books, you know, if you look at our education system as a whole, we've made great progress in trying to reduce those barriers and ensuring that education is available for all. And I think anything that we do that can potentially impact on that is not a good day. We need
This is Celtic Tiger politics, isn't it? Give people what they want, regardless. A little bit like the water charges. Let's not worry about the state of the infrastructure. Let's just give people what they want.
Shane, as someone that sits on the infrastructure committee, you know, we're fully committed to ensuring that we see investment in our education system, in our health system, in our transport system, in our roads infrastructure. You know, we can't look at this in isolation and just say that, oh, this is Celtic Tiger politics. It most certainly is not. It's about giving people a sense of respite that when we're in a very difficult time in terms of the challenges some families face with the cost of living, that they have got a reduced bill that is coming in at the end of the year and they can make the budgets that they need to. You know, I don't know many families, maybe you do, that have 3,000 euros lying around to pay student fees. And that's the kind of family that we want to look out for and ensure that these kind of obstacles are not in their way.
Fine Gael TD, John Clendenin, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Loads of people already texting in about that issue on third level fees. I'm 34 years old and I've been refused a Susie support because of my mother's finances, even though they have nothing to do with me. Incredibly disheartening and part of the reason so many people are forced to leave college. I'm so surprised that a 34 year old would be assessed on the basis of their parents' funds.
I don't know, but I wouldn't give up on that one because that does sound really unfair, doesn't it?
Well, at 34, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You have to be judged on your own merits.
A listener says, I'm struggling to get by during the academic year. College is hard enough without having to fight for basic financial support. The reduction in fees is something I've been relying on to complete my third year.
And maybe last one.
I think you can take it for granted there will be a reduction in fees. I suppose the question is how much?
We'll all be keeping our eyes on that. But maybe last one, and someone who maybe comes from your point of view, Shane, a little bit. We have to move away from this one for everyone in the audience economic model. Those who can pay should pay, and much more than 3,000 euros too. There needs to be a properly funded, targeted support for those who can't. Keep those texts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.